You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor, St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's beautiful Northwest Side, and co-host, back-to-back times together, Wayne Majors, Vice President,
second time in a week,
and Chief of
Staff. To what do we owe this?
This is a record.
Tremendous pleasure.
This is a record, Wayne.
It is.
So how are you doing?
They actually let me in today past the guard without frisking me today for the
checking
first
time. Checking
your ID. That's right. Yeah.
And the weather the last few days.
Brutal.
What
just brutal.
A change. Isn't it funny that
of a sudden, too.
Over a couple of weeks period of time, it just changes where it's not so much the temperature, it's the wind chill.
Right.
As one person said, it has just begun.
You know, thanks for reminding us.
Yes, technically it's not even
isn't he a bright spirit in the morning?
And Wayne, I'm not going to even talk about the Bears. They play the Packers.
Excellent.
Big game.
Right.
But not much to talk about.
Father Rich, do you follow the Bears?
I'm a fan, a fair weather fan.
Like me.
If they do well, I watch.
Okay.
I haven't been watching them in a while.
Well, you've been watching for a while.
That's because you guys are very healthy because I'm a diehard sports Chicago fan. We do have the Blackhawks and the Bulls are having trouble. We have a wonderful program lined up. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Time is coming up on 9:02 on this brisk Friday morning in Chicago. And today's radio program will focus on Catholics Come Home, a major faith initiative that will be launched next week. I think it's December 16th in the Archdiocese of Chicago, as well as in the Diocese of Rockford and Joliet. TV spots inviting Catholics to return to the practice of their faith will begin airing on all major TV stations. Parishes are preparing to welcome returning Catholics. We have three guests in studio. We're very honored for the entire program. Father Rich Hines, the Director of Evangelization, Catechesis, and Worship for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Liz Johnson, Administrative and Program Assistant for the Office of Evangelization. You know, Wayne, these titles are getting kind of long. And we have Doug Stearns, Parish Evangelization Coordinator, a member of St. Damien Parish in
Oak Forest. Guests has two business cards because the titles don't fit on one.
I think we're ready for a break.
Right.
Well, Rich and Doug and Liz, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you.
And have you on board. And Father Rich Hines, you have really launched a major initiative. Now, people are aware and certainly hearing in parishes about Catholics Come Home. But maybe the first question is, how did this idea even begin? I know it's beyond the Archdiocese, so maybe say a few words.
Sure. Well, it's good to be here, and thanks for all the listeners out there. It really began with a letter from Bishop Sarton, the Bishop of Joliet, to Cardinal George about the Catholics Come Home initiative for our media market. And the reason he wrote that letter is when the Holy Father visited a year ago, April, and was at National Stadium, the ads appeared there, and the Catholic subculture just got excited by the ads. They've been around for a while, but they got exposure then. And so it began. Bishop Sarton's letter landed on my desk to figure out what to do with the idea.
When you talk about these ads, these are the ads with the Pope coming to the United States a year ago?
A year ago,
April.
Talking about? Yes. They played in National Stadium in Washington.
Okay.
Before the Pope's Mass, and that there was 80,000 people at the stadium, I think. And all of a sudden, the Catholic subculture, a lot of the bishops, saw them and said, this is positive and healthy and good for us.
So when you saw Bishop Sarton's letter, what was the first thing you did to kind of pull all this together?
Father Rich prayed.
Well, I said, okay, let's see who can we pull together. And so we started talking about the Diocese of Joliet and the Diocese of Chicago. And the idea of pulling together people in evangelization, people in development, people in parish resources. And then the idea that perhaps Rockford would be interested because they, while they don't share the same media market per se, the networks are still ABC, CBS, NBC. And what struck us is that the people in Rockford as well as Joliet Diocese and Chicago, in a sense, we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. There's a commonality there.
Entertainment, business, work-wise, we're connected. And so this is the first initiative that I know of the three dioceses doing something about evangelization together.
Now, Doug, on the ground, this is not only a media blitz, if you will, for these three dioceses, but also it has a parish connection, too. And that's one of the things that you do in working with the various parishes throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Tell us how this kind of plays out at the parish level throughout the Archdiocese.
Well, it's threefold. There's a welcoming, which are the commercials. An invitation, which are the commercials. The welcoming, which the parishes are going to take part in. And then from there, we have a continuation. What are we going to do with the people when they're there? And that's part of what our program is set up to do. We go into parishes and create evangelization teams, create different programs inside of the parishes to have the returning Catholics have something to continue on in their faith and deepen their faith journey.
All right, we're going to talk about this a lot more, I hope, before the hour is up. But when we talk about returning Catholics and you say welcoming, what happens during that process? I mean, in some cases, there's probably a whole variety of reasons why a Catholic has been away from the church for a period of time. But what's important in bringing them back and getting them reconnected into the Catholic Church?
The fact that they're away from our family, we miss them. We are a community. We are one big family, and we miss them. Myself, I was away from the church for 23 years, and it was just a simple statement of somebody saying, we see your family in church, and you're not there. It's not complete. Your family unit's not complete. So in inviting them back, we want them to be a part of our community.
Now, Doug, without getting personal, what brought you back? You said you were gone for 23 years. Was it a personal invitation? I mean, wasn't a commercial on TV because it didn't exist at that time. Was it a neighbor, a friend? Was it a tragedy in your family? Without getting too personal, what? 23 years is a long time.
Well, we can get personal. I have no problem with that. I had an accident about 10 years ago, became disabled, and had about 20 different surgeries on my spine, my left shoulder, over the course of this time. I hit rock bottom. My wife was Protestant. She came to me and said, somebody's got to be an example for the children. We're sending them to Catholic school. I'm going to go become Catholic. I wasn't totally okay with her doing that, but I allowed it. And through seeing the graces that she was receiving, it turned on. It triggered a conversion for myself. So I started finding myself praying, not knowing I'm doing it. And then one step, two step, three step, somebody saying to me, your family's there. We miss you. When I did decide to go back to church, I was sneaking to church while they were at church, so they didn't know I was going. And usually sitting in the back pew, one time I started crying. I was sitting in the back, and an usher came up to me and said, are you going to go receive the communion? And I said, nope, haven't been to reconciliation, can't do that. Just returned back to the church. He gave me a hug and said, welcome home.
Wow.
What a feeling. What a feeling to be a part of the community.
Now, that is a great testimony, eyewitness. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio, 950 in Chicago. And Liz Johnson, we promise, as soon as we come back, we'll get you the first one on the air. Okay. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. But Liz, thanks for coming. Stay
sure,
with us.
No,
do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page. your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/DVINE or call 312-655-7912 for details.
Welcome back into the program, 9:10 in Chicago on Friday morning, Catholic
You're
Community
on
of Faith.
My side.
Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m., Wayne Majars and Father Greg Sekowitz, who's behaving poorly this morning at some point. We'll talk
you
about
started.
That later. Father Rich Hines is
you
with
started.
Us. Liz Johnson and Doug Stearns, all from our Evangelization, Catechesis, and Worship office here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, talking about the program Catholics Come Home, which is a major initiative to be launched actually next week throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago and also the Diocese of Rockford and Joliet. Liz, we were talking before the program a little bit about what happens at the parish level for this campaign. You've been involved in a lot of the preparation of materials and other support services for pastors and other ministers at the various parishes throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on and how that works
Sure.
to actually advance this program.
Sure. We started out trying to get one person at the parish level to represent Catholics Come Home and share it with the others. And we call them the parish contact people, parish contact persons. And so we started making contact, sending letters, and making phone calls to each pastor and the deacons. We involved the diaconate to help support the initiative. And so in 90% of the parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago, we have a designated contact person who is receiving all of the information that we provide and sharing it with the parish. And it's really part of the welcome phase. We want to make sure that when the people make a returning Catholic makes an initial contact, that there's someone that's ready for them. The parishes are ready. So we provided them with lots of information on prayer and on setting up one of the main things as a welcome table.
Is there an assessment as part of this program whereby the parishes are going to report back on how they do or the number of people that
absolutely.
Actually
participate? We have a number of things in place and where they'll be documenting the number of people, the number of contacts they make, and we're keeping track of a lot of the activity that's happening. Another thing that we worked on and that I worked very closely on is it was something we call the Ministers of First Impression Luncheon. We invited all the parish secretaries and receptionists, or at least two from each parish, to come to a luncheon to hear about the program so they're prepared. They're the first line of contact if someone calls the parish. And we wanted them to know what was happening. We wanted them to be ready and to be welcoming. And so we had a series of luncheons that really supported them and thanked them for their contribution, because it's kind of can be a little bit thankless to be on the phone, and you deal with all kinds of calls, and some are positive and some are not positive, and you get caught up in your day.
Sure.
So we wanted
to. Well, Liz,
to
you've done a tremendous
them.
Job because two of our secretaries went to the luncheon. We have the contact person, and you know, Rich, you've done a magnificent job with your team of getting information out to the pastors and staffs that this is a very serious endeavor. And that's very true. The first line of contact will be that secretary.
Yeah.
When she says, you know, good morning, St. Mary of the Woods, may I help you, that can make or break it right there. And it makes such a difference. And I think this has really become a major initiative, not only in Chicago, but Joliet and Rockford. And we have with us on the phone Susan Girdville, Program Director of Catholics Come Home Incorporated. Susan, good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 9:50 a.m.
good morning. It's great to be with you all.
Where are we calling you to, Susan?
We're actually just a little bit north of Atlanta, Georgia, but we're kind of frigid here, too, so I'm hearing you talking about the weather up there.
Oh, yeah, it is bitter here, and I'm sure
Yeah, but Susan, define frigid. Just north of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, we haven't had to walk through any snow, so I guess we shouldn't be complaining, huh?
That's right. Oh, it got down to 60, and we'd love that here. Well, Susan, you are, as the program director on the national level, exactly what is your position and how are you hooking in with Chicago, Rockford, and Joliet?
Yeah, you know, actually, we're working very closely, my particular role, with the different dioceses that are rolling out the campaigns, because ultimately, we want these ads airing nationally and consistently, because Christ is always calling, you know, those away from the church back. So during this period, I've been working closely. It's good to hear Father Hines and Elizabeth and everyone there and Doug. And they've just done a fantastic job of, you know, really, just as they said, preparing the minister the first impression, you know, making sure the parishes are ready to go. And, you know, all of us lay people are called to give what we have to the church. And our founder, you know, he worked in secular media, had a profound personal conversion through a men's retreat and said, you know what, God's calling me to use my talents to you know, fulfill what God's calling me to do with reaching those that are away from the church.
Susan, how many dioceses throughout the U.S. are participating?
You know, for this coming launch, starting next week, we have 8 dioceses. We have about 3 to 5 more on slate right now for Lent, and we're talking with quite a few. But we're ultimately partnering with dioceses to get towards airing that consistent national campaign. So we hope at one point we'll be able to, you know, air those ads, and this is where it's all getting started.
Susan, how many dioceses have already gone through the program?
In the past, we've had Diocese of Phoenix, and we've had Diocese of Corpus Christi.
And what were the results in Phoenix and Corpus Christi?
In Phoenix, they actually did a study 6 months later just to see, you know, not who just walked through the door once, but who, you know, came back and felt welcomed and stayed around. And they estimated 92,000 came back and stayed within the diocese. So it's a blessing, you know. You know, everyone else is using the media, so to bring Christ's truth through the media is just such a necessary piece to cast those nets.
Father Hines, what do we know about Catholics who come back to the church? Do we have any data to suggest that they are more likely to stay, that they are especially fragile during a period of time and are apt to be lost again, and if they're lost, they don't come back?
It's a good question. There are two studies that I'm fairly familiar with, the Pew Research and the CARA study, and both of these indicate that a lot of the people, Catholics who have drifted, have not aligned themselves long-term with another religious tradition. And so that's the audience we're trying to pay attention to, those who have drifted for the reasons the culture got in the way, they got busy, they started a business, they moved, and so the re-engagement to the faith praxis has been weak, and they're looking for an invitation. Also, some people have complicated pasts, and they haven't kind of reconciled past behaviors in terms of the faith, and they're looking for the invitation to do just precisely that. The other thing I would say about the whole initiative, it affirms, encourages, supports, and deepens those who have been practicing the faith, those who have been going to church. There is a delightful, if you will, response by those who are in the pew already, and they see this as encouraging and affirming for them. And they are given permission, if you will, to invite the spouse, to invite the parent, to invite the adult children to the faith. They feel more encouragement. I was speaking with a woman last night, and she, what she did because of the Catholics Come Home initiative, her parish is participating here in Chicago, she decided to call 4 of her friends and invite them to church. And she said, I'll meet you at church. And 2 are still there, 2 decided not to stay. But 50% is a terrific.
That's a great,
see, I think in the Catholic Church, many times the word evangelization leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. You talk about evangelization, they think of Bible thumping, door to door, and knocking. Well, I'm not going to do that. But what people don't realize is evangelization happens in so many ways. Rich, as you just said, it's where I call a neighbor and say, how about coming with me? In fact, a lot of times I'll ask people, geez, I haven't seen you at Mass for a while. And good people. And a lot of times your response is, wow, we've just been so busy. Well, see, busy means it's not a priority. And so yeah, all of our lives are busy. But again, I invite people and say, you know people up and down the block who are not coming to church, who are not coming. You know, can you invite them? And we're going to, Susan, stay with us. I want to make sure I'm trying to do two things at one time here. Don't hang up, Susan. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Jump in the conversation, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. We talk about Catholics Come Home.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio.
Stop making fun of me.
9:50 a.m. Father Rich Hines is with us. Liz Johnson, Doug Stearns, and on the telephone, Susan Gerdville, who is the program director for Catholics Come Home, which is our subject for the program this morning. Susan, we're going to hear in a couple of minutes the audio portion of the two-minute television spot, which will start to run, I believe, this weekend around the Archdiocese of Chicago. Before we do, can you kind of tee up for us, for our listeners, a little bit about what folks who will be seeing the TV spot will hear, and a little bit about how it all came together?
Absolutely. The commercial itself is called Epic, and what it's doing is it's showing the richness and the history of the Catholic faith. And I know, as Father Hines had mentioned, you know, it just reinvigorates and delights those Catholics that are at the Mass and at church each week to say, you know, this is our beautiful church that's, you know, serving the poor and educating children and reaching out, you know, the word Catholic meaning universal. So this commercial is really warm, welcoming, and just kind of teaching and reminding, you know, how beautiful Christ's church is.
And Father Greg and I had a chance to see it just before we went on the air this morning. The visuals are marvelous, but as we saw it, we also said, you know, this really could almost stand on its own as an audio track as well and be very effective on the radio. So let's test that and hear Epic.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
You just listened to a two-minute spot called The Epic that will begin airing next Wednesday and run for about a month. In fact, there's several commercials we'll talk about. But Susan, our listeners just picked up the audio portion, and when you connected with the video, it is very, very well done. What has been the response with that one particular commercial, the Epic, that you've received from people?
You know, we've been lucky to get to hear, you know, all sides of responses, but they've all been so positive. You know, all the different dioceses we've aired in, we just receive phenomenal responses. And, you know, from Catholics that are in the pew, they say, wow, you know, I'm so proud. I'm so reinvigorated. I love our faith. From those that have been away, some people said, you know, I didn't know some of these things. And this just brings such clarity and truth and warmth. And that's where I want to be. You know, I know that's the church that Christ started. And then our Protestant brothers and sisters, especially here in the South in Atlanta, people have been, you know, warm and welcoming and said, wow, I'm going to research further. And, you know, you can see the ads at our website at CatholicsComeHome.org. And, of course,
time on. Do that one again. They can see it where? Catholics?
They can see them at CatholicsComeHome.org.
Okay.
And, of course, you'll be seeing them all over your TV screens starting next week.
Doug, you can also see the ads at CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org. We've put our website together, and we have particular materials and links and information that's particular to Chicago.
So, Father Rich, if they were to go to www.archchicago.org, can they go there?
They can go there, and right on our website, on the diocesan website, you can click on ours.
But then give us the other one you just gave.
It's long, but it's what it is. www.CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org.
And what about a phone number?
Our phone number is, Liz?
312-534-5100.
That's as tough as the questions get, Liz.
No more tricky questions, Liz. Doug, what is your name?
Doug, one of the images that we see in this spot is consistently is that of a family. And Father Rich mentioned earlier that the support, the evangelization process, the coming home, if you will, is really a process. And at the parish level, from what you see, talk a little bit about how important family is in that process. I would imagine family plays a different role for different individuals, and we probably see through the process not only individuals coming back, but families coming back, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Also, one of the things I wanted to say real quick is, in this time, after the commercials air, I mean, we showed the commercial to several different people, different parishes and such. People who are presently practicing in their faith broke down in tears when they saw these commercials. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what it's going to do to people that are out there. And if you take a family who's got somebody who's an inactive Catholic or not practicing their faith, and they need to go and talk to them about this, if they're afraid to talk to them, we've created a brochure that they can hand to them. And it says everything right inside of the brochure. If you've been away from the church, if you haven't received the Blessed Sacrament, then there's a phone number on the back. They can call the parish, call the pastor, to come back, easier to come back, make it easy. Annulments, reconciliation, all of these things that on the parish level.
You know, what I find so fascinating, the very fact that we are meeting people on their turf, in their home, on every major network beginning December 16th, that in itself is phenomenal. And then people start talking. And the commercials are not meant to project guilt. They really tug at one's heart. And it was mentioned, I think, by Father Rich earlier, for people already involved in the faith community, it can be a real way to be proud of the Catholic Church. And for people who have drifted away, an opportunity to say, something is missing in my life.
And one of the aspects of the whole initiative is it's not proselytizing. We're not asking for people to become Catholic. We're reaching out to brothers and sisters who've drifted, and we want everybody back at the table.
Is there a demographic, and maybe Susan or anyone here in the studio can answer, is there a demographic that was kind of in someone's mind when these spots were put together? We want to reach, you know, adults 25 to 49, or because, you know, we speak different languages. Being in media for as long as I have, there's a different way of saying the same thing to someone who's in their teens, someone who's an adolescent, or someone's young adult or an older individual. Was that part of the ingredient in this campaign, or are we looking at just kind of a broad sweeping net to try to attract or as many individuals as possible?
Yeah, when the ads were developed, you know, the target age was kind of around 35, where we would see a lot of people, you know, coming back after they had families and, you know, hadn't been around the church since they had been confirmed or after they got married. But we found that everyone, all age groups, are embracing them and loving them. You know, we see teens passing them along through social media, which we kind of launched recently, and then you see, you know, we get calls and contacts all the time saying, you know, this touched my heart. I've been away for 20 years, 30 years. So we see a lot of people that come back sometimes in that 35 age range.
Yeah, and Epic does a great job, I think, in visually representing a wide demographic group.
Right.
And that's where we couldn't pick it up on the audio on radio, and we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. and time is exactly 9:30. I'm Father Greg Sacks, along with Wayne Majors, and our guests are Father Rich Hines, Liz Johnson, Doug Stearns, and from North Atlanta, Susan Girdville. Susan, stay with us for one more second. Please don't hang up. We'll be back right after a break.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back into the program, talking about Catholics Come Home, which is the major faith initiative to be launched here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, as well as Rockford and Joliet this coming weekend. Father Rich Hines is with us, Liz Johnson, Doug Stearns, and on the telephone, Susan Girdville, who's the program director for Catholics Come Home. Susan, you've lived through this campaign, if you will, in other dioceses across the U.S. now for, this is the second cycle or the third, right?
Right, correct.
So tell us from where you sit and what you've seen actually play out in other dioceses, how maybe the program is evolving, and what you may be looking at into the future for ways to make it better and achieve even more positive results.
Absolutely. You know, how we're designed really is to work in partnership with dioceses. So it's been fantastic to have, you know, so many opportunities, and Chicago's just been fantastic as how they've prepared their parishes and gotten everybody ready to go. What we've done recently as an addition to our offering is we redesigned our website and made it more user-friendly. We found that when we launched in the past, you know, sometimes people went to the website, they loved it, but they said it was a little hard to find all the answers we were looking for. So we listened to what they said. We reorganized it in time for this next launch with Chicago and beyond. And if you go to the site now, you can see answering your questions about Mary, the Mass, the sacraments. It gives you everything in one place.
And in pulling the message together, is there a particular testimonial that has really stood out for you in the work that you've done so far on this?
Yeah, you know, we've seen so many people that just started kind of sleeping in on Sunday, and just it's amazing to see that there wasn't one particular reason, that people just get kind of busy in the day-to-day worldly things, and that it's written in their heart that Christ is supposed to be at the center of their life. So people respond, you know. So many watch TV and get entranced by things that aren't truth. So to be able to bring something beautiful and truthful to people's homes, you know, they see something different and they respond and say, wow, this is something that I've been wanting to do, and someone has invited me. Now I'm ready to go back.
And I think, you know, Susan, you know, as a pastor on the Northwest side here in Chicago, that I'm always asking our staff and parish council leadership, how can we better reach out into the community for those who have stopped going? Because when I'm speaking on Sunday at Mass, I'm speaking to those who are present.
Right.
As we're going to be talking about those who are not there, well, I'm talking to the ones who are there. You want to affirm them and the need then to reach out. Rich, in just the work that you've done in a short time, do you have a testimony you've heard from somebody, even before it's even been launched, or has seen the commercial on a parish level?
Yes, I do. There's a couple. I used to be a pastor on the west side of Chicago, and there's a couple there, husband and wife, who each were married before, and they have applied for the annulment. They each got an annulment. They waited for their time. Then they had the children baptized and received communion and Eucharist. And what was wonderful to see in them, after a number of years in another Christian denomination, they wanted the Eucharist, and they wanted the Eucharist in terms of the communities offering the Eucharist. So they wanted their marriage clarified, and they're great churchgoers, and they're in our brochure. Mary and Chuck, great couple. And last night when we showed this video of the movie, it's another video, and it's a tough one. It's about people who have had complicated pasts, some sinfulness that they've reconciled, and they've reordered their lives in Christ. And when he showed that, we had about 70 people there last night. They applauded. I've been used to applause for the epic, but to hear the applause from this group of people for that video was just touching. That they know there's been wife abuse, and there's been defaming of people's characters, and racism, and promiscuity, and they know that's out there and that's real, and you can be forgiven that. And that doesn't determine your future. If that's been your past, in Christ, we welcome you. And we can reconcile that past.
So that was one of my points here. That forgiveness theme is really fundamental to the message in all of this.
It is. Conversion always, let me say it this way. Jesus always met people the way they were.
He left them
with deeper desire. Yeah. So he met them in their sinfulness, in their brokenness, in their bodies or mind or spirit. And then when those individuals left the presence of Jesus, they felt healing. They felt desire. They wanted to proclaim the gospel. Jesus took people as they were, but never left them.
And I think it's also the best definition of conversion I ever heard is, conversion is not the miracle of the moment, but rather the task of a lifetime. It's not the miracle of the moment. It can be.
Amen.
But it's more
Amen.
Or less the task of a lifetime. And I always tell people with the sacrament of reconciliation, we celebrate God's love, mercy, forgiveness. God always, always, always forgives. But we have to be able to forgive ourselves and come home. It's that sense of coming home.
You know, I want to turn the question around now and say and ask, how important is it in all of this, if you will, the recognition that we are a pilgrim church, that not only has there potentially been someone or something or a circumstance in an individual's life that has caused them to stay away, but maybe one of the reasons why they've stayed away is because what they've seen about the church. They don't like the homilies. They don't like what has been happening in the past in some unfortunate situations. But how important is it that we as a church recognize that we are imperfect as well?
Sure. The Vatican II was clear that we're a pilgrim people. We're moving from here to there, if you will. And so there is brokenness and there is difficulty within the institution. There's been inadequacy. There's even been some sinfulness, and that's always a shame and always a terrible truth. But it's true. What's also true is this is the community that Christ founded. This is where we can encounter the living Christ in the sacraments. We can be challenged by the Paschal mystery. Life is complicated. Marriages are complicated. Careers are complicated. And Christ is in the middle of that. That's what we claim.
And it really ties back to what Doug said earlier about this as really being a not only a welcoming, but coming back to the family. We're stronger together than we are apart.
Cardinal George has a phrase I like. I think it's his. Maybe he quoted somebody else. But we live in a culture where everything's permitted and nothing's forgivable. Well, the truth is not everything's permissible. You can't abuse your wife. You know, you can't live in racist thinking. That's wrong. That's not permissible. And if you do those things, it's forgivable.
All forgivable. And also, I like someone said to me, we are a pilgrim people, and pilgrims don't build cement tents. So we're always moving. It's just someone think about that image. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number is 312-255-8408. And to Susan Girdville, Program Director of Catholics Come Home Incorporated, we want to say thank you, Susan, for joining us. Richard, you want to say something to Susan?
Susan, it's been a great ride here on the basis of your talent and Tom Peterson. So I just want to thank you publicly on the air.
On that note, we'll go to a break. Stay with us and do not touch that dial. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe with a public expression of our Catholic faith. On Saturday, December 12th at 12 noon, Bishop John Manns will lead us in a bilingual Mass at Federal Plaza on the corner of Dearborn and Adams. It's a wonderful opportunity to attend Mass and enjoy a day in the beautiful downtown area all decked out with holiday lights. So dress warmly and bring a warm heart to Federal Plaza on Saturday, December 12th at 12 noon, as we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Patroness of the Unborn.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on a Friday morning in Chicago, talking about the upcoming campaign Catholics Come Home, which actually kicks off in the Archdiocese of Chicago and also the Diocese of Rockford and Joliet this coming weekend. Father Rich Hines is here, Liz Johnson, and Doug Stearns, all with the Office of Evangelization, Catechesis, and Worship
for did
the
that
Archdiocese
very well.
Of Chicago.
You practiced
those
well.
Words. We talked earlier in the program about the welcoming portion, getting an individual who may have been away from the church for a period of time to take that first step and come back. But once they do that, Father Rich, there's a process to keep them engaged and kind of walk with them through the journey. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. There's three things we're working on. Each parish will work their accompaniment processes out. They have Bible study groups, and they have adult formation projects and programs. The office is organizing three. One is reconciliation opportunities. It'll be around the Archdiocese, 20 different sites. We'll be announcing them where. They're going to be on two specific dates, January 24th, Sunday afternoon, and February 1st, a Monday night, so that secretaries and pastors, when people call for reconciliation at an odd time, every parish has their own schedules, they can be directed to that. A second one is during Lent, we're going to have a catechetical series, if you will, on a series of questions. They can be found on our website, what the topics will be. And we're going to have that in about 20 places in the diocese, in Spanish and Polish and English, of course. Need to say the commercials that will be airing beginning the next Wednesday are also in Spanish, Polish, and English. So they're going to be on the airwaves in those three languages. And the third one is a lot of people have divorce and marriage questions. And during the Easter season, we're going to have opportunities around the diocese in three different languages for people to ask questions or understand the marriage and annulment and what that process is.
And then also, maybe just for a moment, Rich, that this really then ties in. We had a program last week on Zimbangabe and how they're even connecting Catholics come home in the Filipino community. So I'm finding that different communities with specific traditions are connecting Catholics come home to their own tradition. You've talked about the commercials. I know they begin on December 16th, I think air through January 24th. And now we're talking prime time. We're not talking commercials airing at 2 o'clock in the morning, but we're talking around the clock in a sense.
Yes, it's prime time on 10 networks. And it, by prime time, that means in the morning, but during the news hour in the morning. It means during Oprah. It means during evening news. It means evening news. We have 1,500 ads we have bought. We also have 500 ads that are bonus. And we'll probably get most of those, but it is an election time in Illinois. So the politicos might take some of those bonus 30-second ads. So it's going to be, as I say, in the major networks, prime time, and it's going to be exciting. A lot of the ads are 30 seconds. The one we heard earlier in the show today was 120 seconds. The 120-second ads, they're not going to run as often.
Yeah. Because the crossing thing is now, I heard somewhere, maybe I was talking to Jim Dish or Michael May, that the average person between December 16th and January 24th will probably see one of the commercials between 6 and 12 times, which means by the time this ends in January 24th, the average TV listener will have multiple hits. Might end up being the same commercial, a different one, but it'll probably be a variety. It's not just going to be like one time. So for people who watch television, and many people watch a lot of television, they will see this multiple times.
Yes, they will. And that's part of the marketing piece. You have to say the same thing several times for people to hear it the first time. And so in somewhat saturating the market, people will begin to say, well, maybe it's time for me to go back. Maybe it's time for me to invite my spouse.
We're talking about the upcoming campaign, Catholics Come Home, which kicks off in the Archdiocese of Chicago, Rockford, and Joliet next week with Father Rich Hines, Liz Johnson, and Doug Stearns. When we come back, something for the three of you to ponder because we want to get your response. Is this an exceptionally bold move for Catholics to do? Are we becoming shameless marketers? Ponder that one. We'll be back. Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Back in a minute.
Hello, Hello, I'm Lisa Paletto, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. This December, Catholic Charities Junior Board needs volunteers to help unwrap the spirit during our celebration of giving. Your help is needed for several heartfelt opportunities to help local children and families have a joyous Christmas. December 5th and 6th, we need volunteers to help unload and sort toys at the IBEW Hall at 600 West Washington. December 12th and 13th, volunteers can help us fill gift orders for children at the Merchandise Mart. Also on December 12th, we're looking for volunteers who can help make the season bright for our clients at our annual Early Childhood Christmas Party at our main office at LaSalle and Superior. There's always a way to help your neighbors at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our junior board. For more information, call 312-655-7932 or visit www.catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back into the program, talking about Catholics Come Home on Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 AM. All right, Liz, you're on the hot seat first. This campaign, you're by the way, not a Catholic.
Yes, that's correct.
And yet you work in the Office of Evangelization here at the Archdiocese of Chicago and have become immersed in moving this program forward. How do you see this from non-Catholic perspective?
Well, I have to say that I came in as a temporary employee and was ultimately hired. And I was teased a lot about not being Catholic and that there was a reason that I was ended up there. And I was like, sure. Once I started working on Catholics Come Home, I actually might almost believe that there's a reason I was brought here, because
the heart
power
has been
touched. Absolutely. And I'm not quite in the spot where I might become a Catholic, but it is so much renewed my own faith being raised for Protestant. And although I'm too busy to be going back to church yet, it has touched me so much. And the people I'm meeting and the things they're saying at the parish level, the luncheons we had over 650 parish staff people, we get hundreds of calls. There's so much interest in this, and I don't think it's shameless marketing. I think this is just utilizing what our society is used to. This is how you reach people.
You're meeting people on their turf.
Yes, and they're asking for more. They're like, "Are you on YouTube? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook?" And yep. You know, we haven't even gotten to that point.
Doug, do you see the same thing?
Definitely. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples." He didn't say how to go make them. So we've got to take advantage of all media, newsprints, radio advertising, whatever we can do to reach the people, to share in the gospel. And that's basically what he said when he gave us that commandment at the end of Matthew's gospel.
Father Rich, have we been as a Catholic church a little bit too shy about who we are and what we've done?
Well,
in the past 2000
I would say recently, but Bishop Fulton Sheen, I grew up with him in my living room.
Are you that old, Rich?
I am.
Wow.
And
I can,
Wayne,
I can
do you remember him?
His mic if you like.
Wow.
We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of his death, and all of a sudden, all of his material is back. St. Paul went to the Areopagus where all the pagans gathered, and he used the statue in the square to kind of explain the Catholic faith. So, no, there's nothing shameless at all about putting our faith within the media that's current.
You know, we have a great message. and we need to get it out. Now, there has been shame and sin in the Catholic Church. Yes, there have. There's been that, and we need to say that we're sorry and move on. And, you know, you mentioned, Doug, about the sense of family. We are a family, but I know of no family that has not gone through hurt, pain, sin, but that need for forgiveness and that sense of welcome home and starting. But remember that this is not about us. It's the Lord. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not about us.
Those people that have gone through those, had conversion stories or have been cradle Catholics, and you have a story to tell, we'd like to hear that story. We have an email address that's set up, info@CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org.
Give that again.
info@CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org. Please send us your story. We'd love to share it with others because we feel it's very important to get this information out to others that they're not alone. Other people have had situations in their life that are returning to the church. And we will put these up on our website, which you can visit, www.CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org. And read these stories that others have sent in to us.
Enrich the phone number?
The phone number is 312-534-5100.
Once again.
312-534-5100.
The timing of this launch is not by accident.
No, it's not.
And we Father Greg brought up earlier Sabangabe and a lot of the other traditions that are deeply rooted in the various ethnic groups throughout not only the Midwest, throughout the world. We've heard, the term Christmas and Easter Catholics, those who are at church twice a year to kind of do their duty, but that's a sizable population that is halfway home, quarter of the way home, that really is not here, right?
Right. The desire in people to go to church on Christmas is strong, and so this evangelization initiative is right in the middle of that, and that's designedly so because people are returning to the Eucharist or to the sacraments, and we want to see if we can broaden, deepen that. A second reason is it's very parish-friendly. It's right in the middle of a parish year, if you will, kind of follows a school year. So we can have preparation and we can have follow-up. And it's also the best time to buy media. It's the least expensive time for ads because the commercials are done for Christmas, although in our culture, I think we may get up to the last day. And it really doesn't kick in again, the ads, until the end of January. So economically, you get the best bang for the buck. Liturgically, it fits. And parochially, in terms of the parish life, it's the optimum time. So it's a grace.
It's a wonderful time during the Advent season. Doug, hop in regarding the website again.
The website again, www.CatholicsComeHomeChicago.org. It's wonderfully set up. It's very easy to use, and there's so much information on there. Whether you're a returning Catholic or you're not Catholic, or you are interested in becoming Catholic, or if you are a Catholic and you just need to know more, we've covered all the bases there. And there's information. There's links that you can go to for young adults, for prayer, for news, for radio information. The Vatican website, and of course the Archdiocese of Chicago. So we've got it all covered on there. If you know somebody who's been away from the church, you could even send them to the website.
And Liz, at the parish level, you mentioned before the local coordinators. That person could be found through the pastor of the church, probably the best way.
Yeah, if you contact each parish, you can talk to the parish coordinator, parish contact person. But they are sharing the information with the staff at each parish, and so you can get information from others as well.
And they've got all the materials that your office has prepared.
Yes, that's correct. And another thing that we have that's on the website is a parish church finder. So if you are out there and you see the commercials and you don't know where to go, you go to our website, and right very prominently at the top is a church finder, and you put in your zip code. And
we pastors have been through letters from the program, Office of Evangelization. You know, we're ready for the people to call, to welcome them, and the sense about being welcome. We need to bring today's program to a close. I want to thank in a very special way our tremendous guest, Father Rich Hines, the Director of Evangelization, Catechesis, and Worship for the Archdiocese of Chicago, Liz Johnson, Administrative and Program Assistant for the Office of Evangelization, and Doug Stearns, Parish Evangelization Coordinator. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to co-host Wayne Madjars, Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University. Great being with you again today.
Likewise.
Wayne, and thank you. Great job. Excellent to our producer, Jim Dish. Excellent job, engineer, Michael May. To our listeners, God bless. Wonderful weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.